it is said that Beren and Lúthien returned to the northern lands of Middle-earth and dwelt together for a time as living man and woman, and they took up again their mortal form in Doriath. Those that saw them were both glad and fearful. And Lúthien went to Menigroth and healed the winter of Fingal with the touch of her hand. But Melian looked in her eyes and read the doom that was written there and turned away, for she knew that a parting beyond the end of the world had come between them, and no grief of loss has been heavier than the grief of Melian the Maia in that hour. Then Beren and Lúthien went forth alone, fearing neither thirst nor hunger, and they passed beyond the river Gileon into Osiriand, and dwelt there in Tol Galen the Green Isle, in the midst of Adurant, until all tidings of them ceased. The Eldar afterwards called that country Dor Fir Niguinar, the land of the dead that live. And there was born Dior Aranel the Beautiful, who was after known as Dior Eluchil, which is Thingol's heir. No mortal man spoke ever again with Beren, son of Barahir, and none saw Beren or Lúthien leave the world, or marked where at last their bodies lay.
And they fell. noted in time. To the soft purr of the woods, unfathomable rhyme. Your eyes reflected all that our bodies could be.
This is Green Man Took. Welcome to the Voice of Middle-earth, program number 8. You've just heard Ashide and Acorn with their song Under the Tree. The Voice of Middle-earth explores music and culture inspired by the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien, as well as our relationship with the natural world. Later in this program, we'll be listening to some music by Bo Hansson. But first, we're going to have our occasional segment that honors C.S. Lewis and the Chronicles of Narnia. Here's the Lyme Class Band.
When the war was over, and all the trees signed, we took childish things and put them to one side. We foreclosed on dens of 6 months and veto staring at the stars above. Trading cargoes were in close on line.
You're listening to the Voice of Middle-earth, music for your journey there and back again. On today's program, we're going to have a discussion about Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo Baggins had settled into a comfortable life in the Shire when 13 dwarves and one wizard showed up on his doorstep and whisked him off on an adventure. Bilbo was reluctant at first, but his adventurous spirit was awakened and he used his quick wits to help his companions out of a number of difficult situations. The quest was a success, but even more important was Bilbo's discovery of the One Ring that had been lost. Bilbo was born on September 22nd, 2890 of the Third Age. His father was Bungo Baggins and his mother was Belladonna Took, a spirited hobbit lass who passed on her Tookish adventurousness to her only child. The family lived in Hobbiton at Bag End, a luxurious hobbit hole that Bungo built for his wife. When Gandalf arrived one spring morning in 2941, talking of adventure, the wizard did not find Bilbo as interested as he'd expected. But the next day Bilbo was surprised by the arrival of Thorin Oakenshield and 12 other dwarves named Fili, Kili, Balin, Dwalin, Biffer, Boffer, Bombur, Oin, Gloin, Dori, Nori, and Ori. They were on their way to reclaim the treasures of the Lonely Mountain from Smaug, and seemed to think that Bilbo was a burglar who could help them achieve this goal. Bilbo was alarmed at the prospect of encountering a dragon, but the dwarf's story awoke something Tookish inside of him. And when he heard Gloin express doubts about his fitness for the task, Bilbo was determined to prove his worth. Gandalf gave Bilbo a nudge out the door the following morning, and Bilbo found himself running down the road to meet the dwarves without even a pocket handkerchief. Eventually, the company came to the high pass in the Misty Mountains, where they were captured by orcs. Again, Gandalf came to the rescue, and Dory carried Bilbo into the tunnels under the mountain, but dropped the hobbit when an orc grabbed him from behind. Bilbo was knocked unconscious, and when he awoke, his companions were gone. As Bilbo groped along the dark tunnels, he found the ring lying on the ground and slipped it into his pocket. By a subterranean lake, Bilbo met Gollum, the creature who had lost the ring. Gollum was hungry, and Bilbo looked tasty, so he proposed a riddle game. If Bilbo won, Gollum would show him the way out. If Gollum won, he would eat Bilbo. Bilbo was naturally anxious, and when he ran out of riddles, just as he touched the ring in the pocket, he said aloud, "What have I got in my pocket?" Though he didn't intend this as a riddle that was technically against the rules, Gollum tried to answer and failed. Angered, Gollum went to the island in the middle of the lake to get the ring so that he could kill Bilbo, but the ring was gone. Gollum realized that Bilbo had the ring in his pocket and went after the hobbit. The ring slipped onto Bilbo's finger, and he soon realized that he'd become invisible. He followed Gollum to the exit, but could not get past the creature crouching at the door. Bilbo considered killing the creature, but pity stayed his hand. After many adventures that followed, Bilbo was ready to return home. Over the years, Bilbo received visits from Gandalf and various dwarves, including Balin, and he took long walks in the woods and spoke to elves. He studied the elvish language and the legends and lore of Middle-earth. Bilbo shared his love of learning and adventures with his young cousin Frodo. When Frodo was orphaned, Bilbo invited him to live at Bag End. By 3001, when Bilbo was turning 111, the ring had begun to have an effect on him. Outwardly, he had not aged, but inside he felt thin, sort of stretched like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. He decided he wanted to roam once more and then find a quiet place to settle down and finish his memoirs. On September 22nd, he held a final birthday party at which he announced his intention to leave the Shire for good. Bilbo intended to leave the ring behind for Frodo, but he found himself strangely reluctant to do so. With the help of his old friend Gandalf, Bilbo was able to voluntarily give up the ring. He felt better immediately, though without the ring, he soon began to age. Bilbo journeyed to Dale and the Lonely Mountain, and then to Rivendell. There he met Aragorn, a ranger who was the heir to the throne of Gondor. Between 3003 and 3018, Bilbo worked on the memoirs of his journey, later part of the Red Book of Westmarch, and he also completed a 3-volume history of the Elder Days called Translations from the Elvish. So here are a trio of tunes for our hero, Bilbo Baggins. Starting with Mr. Clifford T. Ward.
Far over the misty mountains to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away. Break of day to
Beside the fire and think of all that I have seen, of meadow flowers and butterflies and summers that have been. Of yellow leaves and gossamer in autumns that there were, with morning mist and silver sun and wind upon my hair. I sit beside the fire and think of how the world will be winter comes without a spring that I shall never see. For still there are so many things that I have never seen, in every wood, in every spring there is a different green.
Lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire, with his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes. He lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below, to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins, he battled a troll, he riddled with Gollum, a magic ring he stole.
He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Three songs about Bilbo Baggins. That was, of course, Leonard Nimoy with The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. Before that, Daniel the Brave with Bilbo's song, I Sit and Think by the Fire. And we started that set with Clifford T. Ward and Mr. Bilbo Baggins. And that's courtesy of Grey Wolf from A Pagan Heart in Maine. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Voice of Middle-earth, music for your journey there and back again, with Green Man Took. Now we're going to hear Mungo Bunce introduce the music of Bo Hansen.
Bo Hansen, who lived from 1943 until 2010, was best known for his four instrumental albums, released in the 1970s. He spent his early life in a remote village in the pine forests of northern Sweden. But a change in his parents' fortunes forced the move to Stockholm, and they were forced to leave the young Hansen behind in the care of family friends. As a teenager, he joined his parents in Stockholm, where he soon became interested in the burgeoning rock and roll scene and taught himself to play the guitar before joining the band Rock Olga. After the rock and roll craze gave way to jazz and blues in the late 50s, he joined Slim Notini's blues gang as a guitarist. Hansen was able to move on and form his own blues group, the Merry Men, who supported the Rolling Stones on an early Scandinavian tour in 1966. Hansen saw American jazz organist Jack McDuff perform at Stockholm's Gillin Circle Club and was so captivated by the performance that he decided to leave the Merry Men to expand his musical horizons. Entranced by a copy of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, which he had obtained from his girlfriend, he moved into a friend's vacant apartment and started writing music based upon his impressions of the books. When his friend returned, he found that he had been evicted from his apartment after numerous complaints about the noise Hansen was creating. Hansen retreated to a remote cottage on an island off Stockholm, where he spent the winter of 1969 recording what was to become Lord of the Rings, which was released on Silence Records, Sweden's first independent record label, and in autumn 1970, the LP became a huge hit. Copies of the album began to filter across Britain, where it came to the attention of Tony Stratton Smith, who was so impressed that he released the album on his own famous Charisma label in September of 1972. The album peaked at number 34 on the UK album chart and became Bo's only UK top 40 album. We're going to listen to the first five tracks from Bo Hansen's Lord of the Rings. Thank you.
We've just heard the first five tracks from Bo Hansen's 1970 LP, The Lord of the Rings. Leaving Shire, The Old Forest and Tom Bombadil, Fog on the Barrow Downs, The Black Riders, Flight to the Ford, At the House of Elrond, and The Ring Goes South. This is Green Man Took. You're tuned to the voice of Middle-earth. Music for your journey there and back again. I'd like to close out the program today with a couple of songs that are quite obscure. This is Gordon Jackson with My Ship, My Star, followed by Wes Foster, Where Are You? Thank you for listening, and may there be many blessings along your journey.
Stars, they fall too fast, too small, so high. the songs you sing, the birds will learn before they leave for the sun. Carrying your words so clear, the doves will land with a golden strand from your head.
Think of more excuses wrapped around your goals.